at Saltdesk and at Survey, and they really want you to sign a contract, there's got to be something wrong. Right.
Beautiful.
A lot of cables, too many cables.
All right, just settle down. Right. Jesus. Fuck.
Oh,
mate. All right.
I haven't put eye drops out of my eyes to look red.
Did you?
I went that far.
Wow. The preparation you did for this fucking podcast. Wow. Hey, you put eye drops in your eyes, did you? Hey.
Yeah, they get dry.
Meanwhile, here I am, 20 minutes, setting up the microphones, setting up the... And hello and welcome back to the number one home building podcast in Australia. This week, we are talking about the 6 most common building mistakes and how to avoid them. So as usual, let's kick it off introducing ourselves. Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Chris Baptista, the owner and director of Homes by CMA. Very proud to be the owner of Homes by CMA. And one of the reasons I think, you know, I'm good at answering those questions, I guess, and those 6 are problems because we've literally sold over 1,000 homes. So I can see and I've heard all the stuff that people have been telling me.
That's it.
So I've been hearing everything. We've been selling it to you. So I get a really good idea of what's wrong and how to fix it.
100%. And I am Jaden Peters. I am the marketing manager for CMA. So let's kick it right back at the start. So before we even get into anything to do with like construction or anything like that, a lot of the issues occur right at the beginning. And whether it's like contracts or prior planning or anything like that, yeah.
You know, it's a very good point. Most of the issues building related, obviously except from the construction stage of things, usually happens before the house even starts.
Right.
Definitely. And this is, I guess you look at the 6 things we're going to talk about, most of them are prior to construction.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think, you know?
I guess because usually once you have done your contract, you've signed everything, you've done your colors and the house is starting. I'm trying to find the wording, but mostly with a lot of builders, you already got ripped off. You know,
yeah, it's almost too little too late. Right?
It's too late, yeah. And you're going to start. So by that point, yeah, you've agreed on all those things in the house. So the only thing that could go wrong when you start is like a misunderstanding between these builders and you wanted this and they don't agree as to what you wanted and you have no written evidence or the construction doesn't go as per plan, I guess. But apart from that, it's really usually prior to construction that things are going to go wrong.
That's sure. So a lot of the times, the way these you know, like builders and everything are coming in now and getting all these things is through obviously their marketing. A lot of builders have their own marketing team and everything like that, or hire out to external companies. But a lot of it is also a lot of BS. Like
most of it, 100%. Yeah.
So I think another really important thing is to remember to not always, you know, believe the marketing that you're seeing from that. There is a lot of like hidden beneath the surface of what may appear and seem like this crazy, ridiculous deal and this epic pricing. But in reality, when you actually look at things for black and white and what they are, there's actually, yeah, there's not a lot of truth to it. And yeah.
You know, super easy example. You might go to Kmart, they've manufactured 50,000 of a toy and they've got 10,000 left and they really got to sell them. Toys are made, they know their margins, they can discount it and offsell it. I understand this and I understand the discount in regards, and most likely in most of the cases it is a legit sort of discount. Now in terms of builders, we haven't built that product yet. You know, we have to sign a contract, go through everything. So when people see that, I'm going to take the example of one builder, free pool and free Dr. Day. That's one example. I'm going to take the example of another one that we saw recently on an ad. $69,000 and you only pay, what, $3,000 or whatever it is?
You pay $30,000, but then you get $63,000 worth of free upgrades or some shit like that. It's complicated.
You know, and you got to think of it in terms of a logical point of view. Like builders' margins, if those billers are able to do this, it would mean that billers' margins are like 30% plus.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not like that. It's a very, very competitive market and we don't have those margins. So for a biller to do this, the only way to do it is to inflate the prices and then offer a promotion. That's so, I mean, even if you want to build one of those billers, you know, that's fine, but don't really look at the promotion. Look at the actual end price and compare that end price and inclusions with other builders.
That's it.
Then you will get a really good idea as to what is actually included and how good of a value the house is.
That's it. And I think it's really important that if you're getting multiple quotes from different builders or whatever it is, that you compare apples with apples. A lot of them don't have the same inclusions that other builders may have.
This is a prime example, and that's where, and I say this all the time, even for me, we've built more than 1,000 homes and I'd like to think one of the best builders out there in terms of knowledge and everything, but to read and understand some of those quotes and what's included is not easy.
It's like a lot of jargon and a clear. Lot of shit. Yeah.
You might get a bonus $10,000 there if you go to the showroom and it excludes this and that. And it's just by the end, you get to the end and you're like, what is included?
Right.
And this is exactly why we started CMA.
Yeah.
That there was just no understanding of what is included. Clear. It wasn't clear. Mm. Yes, the displays are absolutely unbelievable.
Mm.
We come down to that marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got all the right marketing things going for them, but the product is very confusing and starting with a really low base price, which is something we have to talk about on the next point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it means that, yeah, it's just a whole confusing thing. And so yeah, really have a look at this.
Yeah, I agree. And I find it really, and you touched on it where like all the promotions sound so good, but then.
Oh, I mean.
The more you read into it and suddenly this isn't included.
I mean,
and you're going to pay extra for this.
That's right. Who wouldn't get sucked in? You get a free pool and free ducted air in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you know, think about it.
But at the same time, think about it. Do you really think someone's going to give you a free pool and ducted air for free?
You know, that's exactly right. And, and to the other extent, if that bill was really, if it was a genuine promotion and we're giving a genuine free pool and free ducted air, the question is why?
Yeah.
Because no good builder, a good builder always has, whether the market is down, whether the market is up, a good builder always has plenty of work.
That's it.
There is no need to give free pools and free ducted air, I guess, so yeah.
At the end of the day, they're a business and they're only gonna do something if it obviously makes them business and makes them money. So, you know?
And you know, prime example, an easy way to look at it, the bigger the builder you will find, the more free stuff you get.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very easy to find the really big builders because you usually have heaps and heaps of free stuff.
So. Yeah, yeah. Awesome, so you've been sucked in by their marketing, but then you realize that, okay, it's coming down to the gritty end of, you know, actually getting your contract done.
Mm.
So some people and a lot of builders will try and get you to sign your contract super early, even before like your site costs have even been, you know, verified and what you're up for. Like you're signing contracts that you don't even know what the full price is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly now you're like fucked because you're locked into this contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you've signed the contract. Your site costs are now going to come back at an exorbitant amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there's nothing
and you're stuck. Do. So yeah, normally, and that's the thing, if you have land, and the land is ready for soil test, and for any reason the builder, and you've signed up and you paid a deposit with a builder, and the builder hasn't ordered that soil test and that survey, and they really want you to sign a contract, there's gotta be something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So you really, that's a big no-no because, and we've spoken about this into the previous podcast, but that's where the costs are gonna escalate really quick.
Mm.
Again, those builders, and you know, some of them are quite good, maybe to some extent, but that's how they get you. You know, you start with a very low price, you start with all those promotions, yet the slab that is included is always an S class, which is the cheapest slab you can get, which literally you don't build anywhere.
Yeah.
And then what happens when you get your soil test and your survey, they load it up to make up some of that amount. So that's one part where they make up that amount and then they make the rest up at color selection.
Mm.
So basically, if you've signed a contract and you haven't got that soil test and that survey, then the builder will come back and say, all right, this is the results of the soil test, and we're going to give you a variation for $30,000. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
You literally are stuck.
Because you've signed the contract.
Yeah.
There's no way out.
So this is possibly one of the biggest mistakes. Do not, if your land is ready and that builder hasn't done a soil test and has been trying to get you to sign that contract, don't do it. Agreed. I would hold off until I get a soil test result. And I want them to tell me that once I sign that contract, my price is fixed and we can move on to the next stage.
That's it. 100% agree. So after you've signed your contract and you've agreed upon that price, it's now finally time to move on to what a lot of people would consider the fun part, the color selection stage.
Well, yes and no, because ideally, that's how we do things at CMA sort of anyway.
Yeah.
Again, ideally, unless you know time is of the essence and really you're in a massive rush, you got to get your finance, otherwise you won't get any finance.
Yeah, yeah.
You really want to do your color selection before you do your contract.
True.
There's a few reasons for that. The first one is once you have your contract and it's a $300,000, that's what you're going to send to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
For you to then do a color selection, maybe have, again, with some of those builders, $100,000, $150,000 in upgrades and then give that to the bank, is not going to go down well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So ideally, the bank will want a complete package and the contract includes absolutely sort of everything.
Mm.
Because otherwise, you might have to pay that excess from your own sort of money.
Mm.
The same thing applies like a soil test. You sign your contract and the bill is like, okay, now we're going to do your color selection. Come down to the unbelievable color selection studio where we are going to try to upsell as many things as we can and you're going to enjoy your day because you're going to leave broke.
That's it, yeah.
And that's pretty much how it goes. So again, starting with a really cheap price, some of them, you sign the contract, you go to the color selection and literally, and all you need to do is just have a chat with a few people that have built with major project builders and they'll walk out of that color selection room easily with $100,000 to $150,000 in upgrades.
Yeah.
Now, I am not talking necessarily like crazy, you know, I've got a spa on my roof, I've got a basement, such cool upgrades, you know, I'm just not like talking that.
Middle of the road stuff.
I'm talking, I've upgraded to 600 by 600 tiles and it was $12,000.
Yeah.
That's what, or I've added LED downlights as opposed to the single button light in the middle of the room and that was $5,000.
Yeah.
This is the kind of upgrades that will suck you in and it will push and push. And that's why most of those color selection might last a whole day because there's just so much upselling.
Yeah. You're like leaving the color selection, like turning your pockets out empty.
Living
like,
broke.
Like sweating. You're like, living what's going broke, on?
Yeah. So again, ideally, if you can, I would get my soil test, my survey, my color selection, and then I would sign my contract.
Yeah. No, good order. And I think that's the way to go. And like you said, it's going to be a lot better off for the bank and all your finance or
definitely,
whatever.
Definitely.
Awesome. So another common thing that we find or a lot of mistakes people make is they just don't plan enough. So it's really, really, really important that you plan as much as you possibly can to avoid things like variations. Mm. Variations are a pain in the ass, eh?
Okay, let's be real. So this is how it is. Most builders, even though they might charge a variation fee, most builders do not like doing variations.
Mm.
It's painful. It's time consuming. The chances of mistakes are quite high.
Mm.
We don't like it.
Yeah.
And from a client's point of view, you're not going to like it either because you're going to have to pay your variation fee. There's plan changes. Your build might be extended depending on the variation that you do. So nobody likes it.
Yeah.
The easiest way to avoid it is in planning. And I tell this to every single client that I meet is make sure you plan that house really, really well. Like every single detail. And we said this in podcast and have a look and it's really important. I can't say it enough, but even when you get your floor plan, like have a really good look page by page, you know, have a look at your sort of electrical plan and try to visualize yourself walking through the house. Where are the light switches? Is this going to be enough lighting? You know, do you want to make any changes? Because before the contract is signed, now is the time to make those changes. Not once you've signed that contract,
that's it.
You might be on site. It is just too complicated.
That's it. And like we know it's not the most interesting read in the world. It's almost like reading the dictionary, but it's a necessary thing to do, you know, to ensure that, like, yeah, you don't have variations. There's nothing wrong. You've got everything you've asked for. Everything you've spoke about in person is also on a plan and in writing somewhere as well.
This is exactly right, and we're going to have this on one of the 6 points that's going to that's coming next. But, you know, another big thing is you are going to know your house best.
Yes.
You might have a sales consultant, but it might be dealing with 50 clients. Same thing with your color selection, same thing with everything. So as a client, I really would advise that, like I said, with a plan, you go through your plan, you go through page by page, you mark up what you want to change, but you do the same thing with your inclusions list.
Yeah.
You go line by line.
Agreed.
Is this exactly what you want? And you do the same thing with your color selection. So a color selection document is basically going to be, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 pages listing exactly the colors of your house and what is included. And make sure you go through line by line and make sure you're happy with it. Don't just do your color selection, trust the color selection designer that sends that through and said, here's what we've agreed on, please sign. Have a really good read. We all make mistakes, and you know your house better than anybody else. So go through all those and make sure you're happy with everything, because good planning means no variations. It means a very happy build.
It means a very smooth
build. Very smooth build, very smooth build.
99% of the time, everyone is really, really good. But it's always that little bit of there could be a mistake here or there, or something got missed, or there's a miscommunication. It's always something. So
definitely,
it's better just in case to check over it. But 99%, they're always good. I was going somewhere with that, but I totally just like had a mental blank.
Go on to that. The same principle applies when you get your construction. A really big mistake that people make, again, in my opinion and from my experience that I've seen, is, you know, they start the house and they don't really have a look at it. You know, so, all right, we're going to trust the site supervisor to build it. Everything is going to be cool. Happy days.
Well, at the end of the day, you got to remember that whatever's on those final construction plans, that's exactly, exactly what is getting built.
And another thing you have to remember, and this is very important, you know, again, you might not be attached to the house that much. So you're like, you know, I'm just going to trust those guys to build it. And it's good, yes, but again, everybody makes mistakes, not just the builder, but the suppliers. So it's very important. Again, we come down to that point that you know your house best. So very important that you have regular site visits with your site supervisor.
Yes.
So that you can go through the house at multiple stages and make sure that what is getting built is right. I'm going to give you a prime example, and that's why at CMA we have the tile meetings. Because we have the tile meetings because we've had the experience that, you know, the tiles are delivered, we've sent the right orders, and the tiles delivered are the wrong tiles. Now the site supervisor has no idea. The tiler has no idea. But you as a client are going to meet the site supervisor, you're going to go through your tiles and like, this is not what I picked. And the site supervisor is like, well, this is what we've ordered, but the tile code is not right. So again, super easy way to pick sort of mistakes. And if you pick that before the tiles are laid, it saves you a lot of headaches because, again, it's not your problem. I understand the builder might have to rip off the tiles, but it's the effort.
Imagine those tiles getting laid though. Like,
it's the effort and everything that goes into it. And we're talking tiles, it could be paint, it could be anything, it could be window in the wrong spot that you didn't, you know, you didn't think it was going to be there. So site visits, in my opinion, are really important. And I would say, obviously, make sure that your site supervisor is on site too to comply with health and safety.
Well, it's contractual. It's in your contract. Definitely. So you have to have your site
supervisor. And it's true. And, you know, the builder could be an asshole and say, you know, you're in breach of contract. We've seen you on site. You know, who knows, I guess. So always try to make sure you are with the site supervisor on site. And it also works out because you can ask them billing questions because billing houses a lot of things that you might see that you really don't get.
That's it. If there is any issues, you can pick up on it right then and there. For the
But also an easy way to get around this is following us on Instagram because we always explain what construction and how it works and why we do certain things. And
it's a cheeky little plug there.
That's exactly right. So, so yeah, site visits, definitely a must.
I totally agree. And if you're sitting there right now and you're building, obviously it wouldn't be up with us, but you're sitting there and you're like, we don't have any site meetings, a tile meeting? what is this?
Organize one.
I'd be organizing one ASAP because, why? One. Why aren't they not having that? Like, that
it's actually a very, very good point because I'm thinking CMA, but the other guys might not have it. So what you want to organize, no matter what builder you're with, and the more complicated the house is, the more site meetings you want. If it was me, and I'm building a really big house, I would have meetings every single week.
Agreed.
The smaller the house and the least complicated the house, the easier it is.
But
the meetings you want to have is definitely frame stage. Mm-hmm. That's a definite meeting you want to have before the plasterboard and the bricks go on.
Agreed.
You want to go through the house. You want to make sure that everything is looking good. This is where you got your doors. This is where you got that.
Yeah.
Ideally, if it's been roughed in with the plumbing and the electrical, even better.
Yeah.
Then if you do want to make any change, this is possibly the last chance you have to make any changes there.
That's it. It's so important to make sure what goes on before those walls is correct, because like you said, once the walls go on.
Definitely. So I would have a meeting at frame stage. I would have, and not a must, but ideally I would have a meeting at enclosed stage. So the bricks are done, the plasterboard are done. Just a quick roll through, maybe you've got face bricks and you want to make sure those are the right face bricks.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, you know, you had a specific thing and then you just want to have a look. This is not a must, but I would recommend it.
Yeah.
The tile meeting is a definite must. So normally 100%. most builders would go enclosed stage, then we would tile. And usually depending on how we organize it, the kitchen might be before tiles or the tiles before kitchens, but usually the kitchen goes in first and then the tile. So the tile meeting gives you the opportunity to have a look at all the joinery.
100%.
Again, make sure this is what you've organized. This is the color. This is this. It's in the right spot.
Yeah. Especially if you got like the, like, you know, a bit of a funky splashback going on. Definitely. You've got like a different lay style, like a herringbone or something. Yep. You definitely want to have a tile meeting.
It is a very good point because a tile meeting is not just good to make sure this is the tiles that you've picked. It's also a really good meeting to have a look at, all right, this is the hallway. Do you have a little bit of a preference? Because we can center the grout or we can center the tile. Do you have a preference in terms of what you want to do? Same thing with the splashback, same thing with, you know, all that. Do you want the off-cut at the bottom? Do you want the off-cut on top? So
that's it.
So tile meeting, and pretty much, I guess, after the tile, usually the painting is done. So if you get a chance, I would also recommend you have a look at painting stage. But this is pretty much getting close. Again, it depends on how big your house, and it's pretty much getting close to PCI. So practical completion is when your house is technically completed as per a contract. But I would always have to have an inspection in between tile meeting and the practical completion, just to get a really quick walkthrough. You know, you have a look at paints, you have a look at your tiles laid, and you just make sure everything is good.
That's it. Awesome. So is there any other little things that you think, before we head off on this short and sweet podcast, that you think there's a mistake or people need to know or they need to include?
And I guess, have we ran through the six? I've lost track.
Surprisingly. So we talked about, don't sign your contracts before you get your site costs. We've talked about color selection upgrades and how you get overpriced. We talked about not making variations, the clever marketing tactics. Oh my goodness.
We missed one. We missed one.
So check your build with your site supervisor. And the final one that we forgot to do was, don't just settle for any old house design. If it's not something that you're absolutely in love with and it's not 100% you, don't do it. You know, that's why, in my opinion, a custom builder is the way to go. Custom allows you, if you like a plan even of theirs and it's, you know, 99% perfect, but then if you move this wall, change this here, or maybe turn that around, you can do that with a custom builder as opposed to a project home to really make it your own.
I completely agree. I think a house, unless, you know, it's an investment home, you really don't really care about, you know, you want to rent it out and it is what it is. But if it's a house, you want to make it a home, and to make it a home, you have to make it your own.
Right.
To make it your own, usually you would have to do a lot of changes, because a standard plan, yes, you know, some people might fall in love with a project builder specific design and this is exactly what I want. That's great. But mostly there's always going to be things you might want to change. And this is where, you know, some of those builders might allow minor changes, usually non-structural, but they might allow some minor changes. But yeah, the thing is, don't think that, you know, this is your only way and you can only change that wall, because there's heaps of builders, not just CMA, but there's always builders that are going to do a custom at a really good price.
For sure.
And you can pretty much have anything you want.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, why not have a house that is your own?
That's it.
And why not do the things you exactly want to do? I think, you know, it's a lot more satisfaction. And that's why I love what I do. That's why I love the custom side of things.
Yeah.
I'd get really bored if every single house was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because at least, you know, we get to tailor make that house to a specific client.
100%.
So some clients might have their parents and, you know, they got a two-story house and they want a guest bedroom downstairs with a bathroom.
Can do that.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Some clients might have kids and, you know, they love their kids, but they want a bit of space. So they want a rampers for the kids downstairs.
Yeah.
We can do that.
That's it.
And so that's a great thing. So don't just settle for a plan because, you know, you think there's that promotion and the price is right. And yeah, the plan could be a little bit better, but yeah, look around because it's usually really good builder. Again, not just CMA, but it's really good builders that do custom.
Definitely.
And you can get exactly what you want.
And like they offer a lot more. So, you know, whatever you almost pretty much can dream and provided you've also got the budget to do it, like you can pretty much have, you know, we've got clients at the moment where they've got, heck, like skylights in their shower. So when it's at night, they're showering underneath the stars and all sorts of cool shit like that, where that's it's just fair. Like, yeah, right? Like yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, there's all sorts of different things and it's just, you're only limited by your imagination and your budget, I suppose.
That's it. And the bigger the house and the more expensive house you want to build, the more you really got to go through that custom thing. Because
yeah,
I mean, I'll take the prime example. Like there's a really nice suburb in Brisbane. I'm not going to name it, but we're literally talking 5 million plus homes.
Yeah.
Hamilton
do have that now.
Someone speaks one of the really big builders standard design. And I'm thinking, why? You know, why? Like you could have paid the same amount of money, probably got more and a custom house that would actually suit the whole area. I just don't understand why would you do this? So, but maybe they felt stuck. Maybe, you know, the free pool and the free duct that just got them. I don't know.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
But I suppose at the end of the day, it comes back to they're making it their own, you know, and that's what they wanted and that's what they're going to do. So.
Oh yeah, no, of course. And you know, there's nothing wrong. If you fall in love with that design and this is perfect for you, definitely go ahead.
Yeah.
Definitely go ahead. But we found that most, I'm just talking about most of our clients, they always want to make the house their own.
100%.
And you know, everyone's got specific things they want. You know, you build yours, you wanted your media and you you know, the thing to plug the TV and stuff there. Then, you know, you wanted your external alfresco because you want to entertain people.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their thing. My house is going to be the same. Someone else's house is going to be different. And that's what's so good. You can just change things. Now imagine if you couldn't change anything about your house.
Yeah, I'd be pretty annoyed.
You would be pretty annoyed.
Yeah.
And if I couldn't change anything about a house that I want to build, I would be annoyed too.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Right?
Good point.
Right.
Awesome. Well, we'll leave it on that note.
You would be annoyed.
You would be annoyed. Yeah. Cool. So I think this was a really good podcast. A lot of people got a lot of value out of this podcast. And is there anything else you can think of before we head off that they need to include?
No, that's about it. I guess the one thing like every YouTuber says, if you like it, please like that like button.
That's it.
And subscribe to the channel. I guess, you know, I'm a very, very busy man. I run a really big business and I do this because I enjoy it. You enjoy it.
100%.
And we really want to help out. So we don't know until you let us know what you think of it.
That's it.
So if we are of help, we would love to know. We're getting really good feedback when we meet clients on Instagram, and follow us on Instagram too, because we always have really good content. But please tell us how we do and please tell us what you want to see.
That's it. And if you know anyone building, share this around to them, because I'm guaranteed they'll find some value in one of these podcasts that we have up on here, or any of our videos for that fact. So thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week. I think this was like episode 15, so that's insane.
It goes quick.
Right?
It goes quick.
And we'll see you next week with, that means episode 16, with another topic.
Perfect.
Thank you.
See ya.